This talk, this is dictating on Kenneth Vanslet. K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Vanslet is V-A-N-S-L-E-T-T-E. Vanslet. V as in Victor. V-A-N-S-L-E-T-T-E. T as in Thomas. Vanslet. Date of birth, 2-16-49. Date of visit, 5-18-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Tabitha Townsend. Next paragraph. Chief complaint. Oh, can you please make a copy for Dr. Tabitha Townsend? Okay, next paragraph. Chief complaint is bilateral pulmonary infiltrates. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 73-year-old male with a history of B-cell lymphoma, has received chemotherapy over the past 6 months, and presently on Rituxan infusions. Every 2 months. The patient was seen for shortness of breath and was found to have a right pleural effusion, which had to be drained on more than five occasions. And the pleural fluid cytology was negative. However, further testing with flow cytometry showed suspicious findings for underlying lymphoproliferative disorder. And there were CD10 positive monoclonal B cells detected, suspicious for B cell lymphoma. The patient also had CT scans of the chest, which in the past demonstrated patchy ground glass opacities. And follow-up chest CT done on March 31, 2022 showed patchy ground glass opacities bilaterally, which was suspicious for an infectious process and could represent COVID-19 pneumonia. There was also hepatic steatosis. The patient states he was treated for COVID-19 infection in December of 2021. He also has a prior history of DVT and pulmonary embolism, for which he has been on Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. Presently, he has an occasional cough. He has chest pains. And he is only short of breath with exertion. He has no fevers, chills, or hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery stenting in 2008, history for myocardial infarct in 2008, and a past history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia. He had angioplasty done in 2014. Thoracentesis done in 2021 on more than three occasions. He has hyperlipidemia. Denies chronic lung disease. And has history for B cell lymphoma. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of cancer. I'm sorry, breast cancer. And father also had COPD. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke, drinks beer twice a week. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention he worked as an electrical engineer? No history of asbestos exposure. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient had fatigue, no weight loss, his leg swelling, he has wheezing, shortness of breath, coughing spells, no hoarseness, no nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has no GI bleed or abdominal pains. Denies any chest pains, palpitations, but has leg swelling. And he has no anxiety, no depression. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, med list. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, lisinopril 2.5 milligrams daily. Rituximab infusions, Q 2 months. Aspirin 1 daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male, alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 135 by 80, pulse 68, respirations 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 201, saturation 97. HENT, non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with the diminished breath sounds of the basis with few bibasal crackles. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, edema 1 plus with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral pulmonary infiltrates, etiology undetermined, possible atypical pneumonia, like viral pneumonia. Number 3, history of COVID-19 infection. Number 4 is B-cell lymphoma, status post chemotherapy. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6, hyperlipidemia. And number 7 is recurrent pleural effusions. Resolved. Next, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, and he will get a follow-up chest CT. He was advised that a bronchoscopy might give us some clue as to the etiology of this, of these infiltrates. We'll also get CBC sed-rate ANA, RA factor, and a blood gas study. The patient was advised that we may have to hold off on Eliquis for 3 days if a bronchoscopy is necessary. I'm sorry, if a bronchoscopy is planned. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy this for Dr. Tabitha Townsend, M.D., T-A-B-I-T-H-A, M.D., Tabitha Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Thank you.